This is the Awakening. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff says that a launch from North Korea put a projectile into the sea. The launch was made off the North's eastern coast Tuesday morning, but it gave no further details. The launch came 3 days after North Korea said it was willing to resume talks with South Korea in certain conditions or if they were met. Analysts said North Korea wants South Korea to play a role in winning relief from U.S.-led sanctions. Earlier this month, North Korea carried out its first ballistic and cruise missile test in 6 months. On Capitol Hill in Washington, the negotiations to fund the government continue. Republican senators have now blocked a bill to keep the U.S. government funded and allow borrowing, but Democrats determined to avoid a federal shutdown will likely try again. All this as Democrats also press ahead on U.S. President Joe Biden's big domestic policy agenda. The fiscal year end deadline to fund government operations past September 30th is up against the Democrats' desire to make progress on Biden's $3.5 trillion federal government overhaul. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer switched his vote to no, a procedural step to allow him to bring the measure back for consideration. He said that would happen this week. Witnesses say 37 people were killed in north-central Nigeria when assailants attacked a remote community in Kaduna State. The incident in a local government area is the latest in a cycle of violence in the southern parts of Kaduna. Residents blame it on a prolonged religious crisis between residents who mostly reside in the northern part of the state and the Christians who are concentrated in the south. This is VOA News. U.S. automaker Ford and a partner company say they plan to build three major electric vehicle battery factories and an auto assembly plant by the year 2025. It is a dramatic investment in the future of EV technology that will create an estimated 10,800 jobs. It will also shift the automaker's future manufacturing footprint toward the south. The factories will be built on sites in the U.S. states of Kentucky and Tennessee. They will make batteries for the next generation of Ford and Lincoln electric vehicles that will be produced in North America. Roughly 100 American citizens and permanent residents are still in Afghanistan, and they're currently awaiting evacuation. However, the U.S. State Department said Monday that the biggest hurdle to their evacuation remains the unpredictability of the Taliban. A senior official speaking at a background briefing said the Taliban controlling who is permitted to leave, as well as a lack of regular commercial air service, has made the evacuations challenging. The State Department said its officials are in regular communication with private groups chartering their own evacuation flights from the country and also in communication with the Taliban, consistently working to negotiate the safe departure of Americans. Roughly 124,000 people were flown out of Afghanistan after the U.S. announced its military departure. The Taliban took control of the capital in late August. The Biden administration is proposing a new rule that would shield hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation. The new rule would specifically apply to immigrants who came to the United States as young children. It is the latest maneuver in a long-running drama over the legality of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. The proposal seeks to satisfy concerns of a federal judge who ruled in July the policy is illegal. At least 10 members of a group of FARC rebel dissidents were killed in an armed forces bombing in Colombia's southeastern jungle. That's according to the head of the military Monday. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC, signed a peace accord in 2016, and most members demobilized. However, some former fighters reject the deal and continue to battle the government, which accuses them of illegal mining, drug production, and other crimes. The military bombing took place in a rural area in a municipality. There is more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.